When I realized that I was going to be a mother, I decided that I was going to be a Black mommy activist and practice the art of revolutionary mothering. I wrote out the words to Khalil Gibran's poem on children and hung them on my wall. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you but not from you, and though they are with you, they belong not to you. I had no idea of what this looked like in practice. I just knew that in order to raise happy, healthy, and whole children, I need to carve a path and get out of the way and let them find their own way. I needed to consciously speak love into their lives. Revolutionary mothering is hard, and revolutionary mothering in Baltimore City, a place that has already surpassed 160 homicides in less than 6 months, almost feels impossible. It is challenging and difficult, and has caused me more than once to rethink my decision to live here. But every time I think about moving, I drive through Baltimore City and I am charmed all over again by Smaltimore. Places like Red Emma's and Lexington Market, events like Artscape and the Baltimore Book Festival, they remind me of what I love about this city. It is diverse and unpretentious. This is why I chose it and why I want my kids to grow up here. As we move into the summer, let us challenge ourselves to remember what we love about this city. Let us get out of the way and help our children find their own path. And let us commit ourselves to working to change the landscape of violence so that our children, all children, can be safe and be charmed. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.